It's cold and flu season, a time of year for coughs and runny noses. But over-the-counter medicine can be pricey. WFAE's Claire Donnelly takes us to one mobile free pharmacy in North Carolina that's trying to address that.
Three volunteers arrange plastic bottles of vitamins.
I should get a gift card for you, right?
65-year-old Geraldine Stewart says she's been doing this for nearly 4 years. But her first experience with the mobile free pharmacy was on the receiving end.
Because I needed medicine one time and I didn't have any type of insurance. I didn't have Medicaid. I didn't have anything. And when I went to NC Medicis, they assisted me with getting my blood pressure medicine. And they helped me. So I want to give back.
Charlotte organization NC Medicis has run this program for around 5 years. Last year, the group visited 43 counties. Today's stop is at the Camino Community Center in Northeast Charlotte. Stacks of fish oil capsules, allergy medications, and antacids are piled on a U-shape of tables. Anyone 18 and older can get medicine, which is donated by companies like CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart. The group's Kinsey Luce says they average 400 to 600 people per event, but sometimes see as many as 1,000.
Anyone that's expressing any can come in and fill out a sheet, and we'll give them about 10 items, and that could be digestive aids, pain relief, children's medicine, vitamins, pretty much anything they can think of that they might find in their local pharmacy.
Ana Patricia Perez says she and her husband didn't know the mobile pharmacy was happening today. They came to Camino for the food pantry, but now she's leaving with some medicine.
They told us that this is for the flu, for when you suddenly get the flu. And one day when we go to the beach, we will need this sunscreen.
The mobile pharmacy program complements NC Medicis' free over-the-counter pharmacy at its West Charlotte headquarters. Prescription medications are also available to uninsured residents who don't qualify for Medicaid or help from the Veterans Administration and who are at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. For a family of four, that's $51,500. The Kaiser Family Foundation says 34% of North Carolina residents meet that threshold. So far, 14 free pharmacies are planned for this year, including another in Charlotte on January 30th. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.